Like it or not, snow's a fact of life in winter in Maine. For ski operators, especially smaller ones, it's also a key to economic survival. Even a short drought can leave some mountains struggling for the rest of the season to recoup losses. So, as A.J. Higgins reports, the back-to-back blizzards this month are being enthusiastically embraced.
Only 2 weeks ago, parts of Maine were reporting temperatures in the upper 50s. That wasn't making ski area operators like Bill Whitcomb at all happy. But this week's snowstorm has put a smile on his face.
Right now, snow in the month of March is frosting on the cake anyway, so anything you get's great.
Whitcomb's New Herman Mountain ski area near Bangor is a convenient place to make a few runs down one of the mountain's 20 trails during the week, or bring the kids after school. Emily Walker of Herman was at the mountain just before 3 p.m.
It's been amazing. We've been very fortunate this year. We live close, and I'm a snowboard instructor here and a ski patroller, so I've enjoyed every minute of this season.
The rewards for operators like Whitcomb can be great, but the risks are high. There are lifts to maintain, trails to groom, along with uncertainties of finding enough staff. After a major expansion and upgrade to the facility in 2005, Whitcomb says he has tried to make the right investments at the right time to keep his facility in the best shape possible. The one thing he can't count on, though, is the weather.
Well, you know, it's really funny on that, because some years it just would be too little too late. This year, that last week's snowstorm, historically you're not busy during a snowstorm. It was the biggest Tuesday we had of the year. Caught us right off guard. We were shocked.
Weather was of particular concern during the first part of January, when severe cold, coupled with gusting winds, forced many mountains, including Herman, to delay or reschedule programs. At the Lost Valley ski area in Auburn, marketing director Travis Dow says the intense snowstorms that have pummeled Maine this month have made it a little easier to forget the loss of business earlier in the year.
So we had a great start to the season with a lot of early snowmaking, and then the temperatures dipped down sub-zero for 2 to 3 weeks, which was kind of a gift and curse. We were able to make a lot of snow during that period, but the temperatures are too cold for people to come out.
In fact, this week's blizzard has actually forced Dow to change his plans again, since the end of March usually signals the end of the season for small ski areas.
We usually have an end-of-season beach bash, which we had already scheduled for the weekend of the 23rd, 24th, 25th. But we're just starting to talk, you know, do we need to move that a week earlier? And then all of a sudden, you know, we got 14, 15 inches the last storm. This one's looking like it's going to be over a foot and a half. So now we're wondering how long we can go.
The answer to that question depends on when these March snowstorms finally end. And according to the National Weather Service, Maine can look forward to a snowfall every day next week, beginning Wednesday through March 27th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.